Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for your Wednesday. We always love it every day, but when we're at that midway point of the week, it's always good. But sometimes bad and dumb. What's the good of the day?
Good of the day. It's got to go to Braves play-by-play man, Brandon Gowden, who had the call of the year when a pitching change was made. I believe it was like in the fifth or sixth inning, a pitching change was made. And here's what the call sounded like.
So the Braves will go from Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni. That's probably a good thing Jeff Francoeur is in the other booth.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
I guess the Jeff Francoeur rib right there is because he's a teenager at heart.
Yeah, I guess so.
And would have been giggling the entire time.
Would have been giggling the entire time, yeah. Very good point. Johnson to Hand, Mastroboni.
On deck, or coming up to bat.
Coming up to bat.
Yeah.
My
first thought was, okay, how long was he sitting on this?
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Did he have that prepared in some way? Like, if this pops up, I'm landing this. Or, as he's saying it, did he go, oh, this is too good, man. I can't believe this is happening. Was there a pause when he kind of looked at the names and went, wait a minute, we got some fun, immature humor here. We got some juvenile humor I can throw in there. But I can be above the fray and just blame it on Jeff Francoeur.
Right.
Like, but, Jeff Francoeur would have giggled, but not me. Good for him, man. That is awesome. That is fair. This is why baseball announcers... it's a hard job. You have to come up with this kind of stuff to fill in the dead time all the time.
Right.
You know?
That's why Vince told stories, but this, Brandon Gowden just, I mean, he's got jokes.
He's got jokes.
You know what? I didn't know this about him. And I learned this when I was when I was getting the story together. He was the voice of Madden.
Yes, he was.
I did not know that.
Yes, he was.
I don't know I didn't know that.
I did know that, and the reason I knew that is because he was doing Georgia Tech games.
Yes.
Or something. He was doing Georgia Tech games, and then he was doing but he was also doing like NFL on radio for a couple of things, right? So he'd do a Georgia Tech game and then he would do an NFL game.
No, but this
being largely... And I guess they liked him enough. They said, listen, we don't want to pay the big bucks to Nance for doing this. Let's get a young, good announcer that will come down to Orlando and bang this out for a month and a half, however long it takes you to read all those scripts. And they said, sure.
I can't imagine, right?
Dude, I have heard that is an eternity when you go into EA Sports to be the, like, if you want to do whatever, like you go in there and it's notebooks filled with sayings that you have to say over and over again for their audio department. I've heard people say I was there for days and days and hours every day, just reading lines, and then they would put them in and then they'd make the program out of it. Yeah. It's wild. It's wild. But yeah,
I mean, you got to do that for each receiver.
I got to tell you, like, say...
think about that. Like, just a simple, innocent five-yard pass.
That's right.
You got to go through every single receiver there. Or, I mean, is it AI-generated now? I don't know.
I don't know what it is now, but back in, not that long ago, that's exactly what it would be.
Yeah.
You would be like, Jones, five-yard catch to the 10. Jones, six-yard catch. But they tried to do it as where there would be, like, pauses, so they could throw in another piece of audio of you just saying... to the 22, to the 23, to the 24. But it is an ocean of pages that they read. But let's go back to a time when high school reunions existed, because now they don't.
Now they don't.
If you're Brandon Gowden and you go to your high school reunion and people say, I remember you. You wanted to be a broadcaster. Whatever happened to you? And he goes, oh, I'm the television play-by-play announcer for the Braves.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, man, that's awesome. I'm glad you made it. And then you throw in, I also was the voice of Madden Football. I think that would impress your buddies way more.
I think so.
Than if you were the play-by-play announcer for the Braves.
But what I like about this story, or like with Brandon Gout, it's exactly what you were talking about in the first hour, where you know, you're giving Matt Pauly props for, you know, realizing his dream, and you're right, finally calling a professional baseball game. How long did look at Brandon's path?
Right.
To get there, right? I mean, it was, you know, he was doing Madden. He was doing a video game. He was doing Georgia Tech football games.
He was doing, and maximizing all the relationships that has in Atlanta. So when the Chip Carey decided to go to St. Louis, I think he went to, you have an opportunity where there's an opening and you're like, I'm here in the city and I'm very good at this. And you land it.
And then then he lands the call of the year.
Can you imagine being like a high school buddy of Brandon Godden and you buy Madden and you have no idea, and then you're like, that guy, that sounds way familiar.
Yeah.
That sounds like the guy I goof around with in math class. We got suspended. Oh, we got a detention.
But it can't be him. It can't be him.
It can't be him. Yeah, that can't be him. And then you do a, you know, maybe I'll Google him to see what he's doing these days. I'm serious. Like if I went to my high school reunion, if there was Facebook that didn't exist, and I told people in the high school reunion that I've done play by play for 5 Super Bowls, most people would believe it. They have zero idea what I've done,
right,
or how this business works. They have no clue. They would have just taken my word for it. They would have been like, I guess, sure. Way to go. But if I was in a video game, they would go, hold on, tell me more about that.
What was that like?
What was that like?
Did you meet Madden?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. If I was down at EA Sports in Orlando recording something over and over again, they would be like, no, now that, I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, that's worth talking
about.
You
calling Super Bowls, whatever. I never heard them. I don't know. But the video game thing?
I watch for the commercials anyway.
Yeah, I watch for the commercials anyway, so I probably never saw you or heard you or even recognized you. But the video game thing, now that sounds very interesting to me. Now, my question is, if you went to, they must pay great, because if you were the Madden voice and you spent a week, we're going to be way long on this, I get it, so hang on with me. If you were the Madden voice, they must pay awesome, because if you were down in Orlando and they put you up at a nice hotel, but they brought you into that office at 8 a.m. every morning and you were there till 8 at night and it was days and days and days, would you go back the next year? Or would you tell your wife, that was living hell?
I mean, you would tell her that's living hell, but here's the deal, right? They probably brought you back the following year after year after year because you don't have to change everything.
You probably don't have to change as much, right?
It probably got easier as you go along because you did all the recordings for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. We don't need you to say, Dak Prescott, interception. We don't need you to say that. We have that already.
We have that
every year.
Cowboy fans just turned the radio. Right? Why you gotta call our man out like that?
I had to pick somebody. Yeah. And I landed
on
him.
Pick A, Dak That's Prescott, right. Touchdown.
So we don't need you to repeat any of these lines that you had prior.
Just went straight for the interception.
They'll all work. So here's some new ones.
Burying the Cowboys, man. Just no hesitation whatsoever.
Oh, my God. But seriously, he probably gets on that plane going to his wife going, dude, honey, this is going to be awful. I'm going to hate it.
That first year. That first year had to be miserable.
That first year's got to be awful. If you know what you're getting into.
Right.
Joe Rogan said this once. He said he did the UFC video game. He said he was there forever and ever and ever.
No, that's what I'm saying. The first year is probably terrible, but then, you know, year two, year three, year four, aren't you just recording rookies at that point?
At that point, yeah. You're just,
You know, I mean, you're
adding new flavor to the thing.
Yeah, maybe some more catchphrases. Yeah. Maybe, you know, you've got the Johnson in the hand and Master Boney coming up.
Right.
You know, maybe you found a way to work that into a football game, even though they don't work together. But, I mean, I would think that it would get easier as time went on because now you're only, instead of doing what? How many players in the NFL? A couple like 10,000?
Yeah. You got them all.
That at some point it becomes like, all right, you're just doing the draft class.
Right, exactly. I play PGA Tour golf on the EA Sports' golf game. And what I always liked about it is, like, as you're progressing in a round, it'll say things like, he's going for 3 straight birdies. This is his 4th straight birdie. Like, I only imagine the guys going, 5th straight birdie, six straight birdie, right? Coming off an eagle.
Yeah.
Coming, like, it's just got
to
be.
The coding has to be ridiculous on that. Because, I mean, when you and I were growing up, like, if you go back to our high school years playing video games and stuff like that, I mean, and you had an announcer, he literally said the same, like, 6 to 10 phrases.
Yeah, John Madden in the early video games. Remember John Madden in the early video games? That's going to hurt in the morning. Like, little things like that. That's all you would get. All right, we got the bad and the dumb coming up. I know I went long, but Brandon Godden, well played, man. Well played.
Great job.
Great job. Great job.
All we want to know is that, how did you have that written out beforehand?
That's right. That's right.
Or is that off the cuff?
Well done. We'll have the bad and the dumb coming up. Steve Gardner will talk some baseball as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb on your Wednesday, Steve Gardner, our good friend at USA Today, will talk baseball as we are heading into the postseason next week with the wild card rounds. We'll also, we'll talk to him a little bit about Brooks Robinson, who passed away at the age of 86, Mr. Oriole. But we got to get to the bad and the dumb. So what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that rocket scientist and part-time starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, Josh Dobbs.
We love Josh Dobbs.
He posted a rather troubling video yesterday, Tony.
Yes, I saw
this. He was in the Cardinals team store wanting to get a jersey for a family member with his name on it and could not select his name.
So there were no jerseys in the team store with his name on it.
No. I'm not even talking about ones that are already pre-made. I'm talking about the ones that you order.
He can't order that?
Well, they fixed the issue after he posted that video later that day and offered up a number 9 Dobbs jersey.
Could a fan get their last name on that?
I guess you could do that. Yeah.
So he wasn't allowed to do that?
Well, this is what it was. It wasn't. I mean, you could probably get any name. You could probably get anything you want on there.
So what was his issue?
That you couldn't select his name out of all the other players on the team.
Okay, so you would go to the different.
Punter.
Okay, so you could go to the site and select which player you want.
Right.
So forget that it's not in the store off the rack.
No, it's not. Yeah,
that's not that.
We're not talking about off the rack.
He just said, can I order one of a player that's currently on the Cardinals? And they went, who? He said Josh Dobbs. And they said, you can't order that jersey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's a little touchscreen. You can go up and you punch in the, you know, I want the red jersey, customized. And then it shows you a list of all the players that are available. And he was not on that list.
Wow.
He is now on the list, though.
They made the mistake.
They fixed it.
They fixed the glitch.
But, I mean, what? He's been the starting quarterback this
the entire
three?
Season.
Week three, right? Week three?
And he beat the Dallas Cowboys, and they can't cut him a break?
I guess nobody wanted his jersey beforehand. You can get the punter. I think the punter's been used a lot.
Yeah, why not? Why not the punter?
I thought that was hilarious. Felt bad for him.
I did too.
But he now has a jersey, so he could send it to a family member who wanted it. I wonder if he just knew that this was the thing. Like somebody was like texting him like, man, I can't get your jersey on the team website. What do you mean?
Right. And that's why he went there filming.
Right.
Because somebody went, you really should go down there.
Yeah.
And
do this because it'll be funny. But yeah, your name.
Good point.
I can't get you on the team website, and you're the team's starting quarterback.
Very, very, very good point. That's a good point. Oh goodness, we love Josh Dobbs. You know what the thing is? When he becomes a NASA engineer, I bet you could buy Josh Dobbs NASA engineer gear from the NASA store. They'll have it immediately.
They'll probably have it a week before he even signs the before the ink dries on the contract.
Josh Dobbs space helmet, space suit. He's not even an astronaut,
right?
But I bet you could probably get it. NASA will capitalize on that the moment he's helping us revitalize our space program.
That's right.
All right,
when he becomes a national hero.
That's right, exactly. When he's deflecting the asteroid that's going to kill us all.
Yep.
Yeah, then you'll be able to buy all sorts of Josh Dobbs gear.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. What if an asteroid is coming and they are like, we need the smartest astrophysicists out there, and Dobbs has to leave a game in the middle of the game?
I mean, I feel like there's a movie about that.
I think there would be a movie about that.
Immediately.
Yeah. You know, that would be kind of neat.
Would Liv Schreiber narrate?
Yeah, exactly. That would be kind of neat. Like, if he's getting ready to go out on the field, like, he's playing for Arizona, it's like week 10, and out of nowhere, like, some generals come into the stadium and they grab him, and people are like, what's happening? What did you just see that? Like, two guys just grabbed Josh Dobbs and took him away. And they put him in the car and they can't tell him why they're taking him to an underground base. It's kind of like Armageddon. Didn't they do that in Armageddon?
Kind of, yeah. They showed up on the oil well.
They just kind of showed up on the oil well.
Said, we need you to come with us.
Yeah, and they all went out. Exactly.
Then they went and plucked each and every person.
They did. They went out and got every single member of his roughneck crew.
Where would he be? He's on the biggest hog in South Dakota. Yep,
they went and got him. That would be great. That would be so funny if that's how it worked. They just grabbed Josh Dobbs for no, and you're like, what? Find out later, asteroid's coming, and they need our best and brightest astrophysicist Josh Dobbs helping America deflect the killer asteroid.
That's why I said rocket scientist and part-time starting quarterback.
Yep, exactly.
Because we know this is just a temporary gig for him.
By the way, I did realize in all of those asteroid movies, in both of those asteroid movies, maybe not so much in Deep Impact because they did have an international crew, but in Armageddon, it was clearly America's problem.
Yeah.
Like, no one else in the world wanted to lift a finger. It was clearly America's deal.
Well, in Armageddon, it was a world's issue, but don't worry. America's got it.
We
don't need any of your help. We got it.
That's right. Don't call us with advice. Save it. We got Bruce Willis and his roughneck drilling team. They're going to solve the problem. Deep Impact at least had like an international crew, but it was still mostly America's problem.
They brought a retired American out. Right.
They were the one building the caves for the next society. I'm sorry, were they doing that in France?
At least in 2012, it was still like an American thing. Like, they were the ones, dealing with it most. But China built the ships.
Exactly. So all right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I found this story kind of funny, all right?
And okay.
Forgive me that some of this story I didn't even know existed.
Very good.
But Jim Tomsula.
He used to be a coach for the Niners?
For the Niners.
And yeah.
He is most known and most famous for maybe passing wind during a press conference.
I remember that. Yeah. That's right.
Or when
that's
he was asked about who his offensive coordinator was going to be, he was like,
yeah.
He did all that. But he, Tony, just led the Rain Fire to an undefeated season, finishing 14-0 and winning the Elf Championship.
Whoa.
He was also named Coach of the Year.
Wait a second. That thing is going on still?
Or
is it, did it just get revitalized?
Thank you. I mean, it got revitalized a couple years ago. I had no idea.
No clue.
The European League of Football was still going on.
No.
And there's not one team from London. And we're still thinking about putting an NFL team in London.
Yeah, once London got a little taste of the real stuff, they were like, we're done with this Europe thing.
But I had no clue. You'd be shocked. I had looked it up, and I was like, is this thing's really still going on?
That was kind of a big deal like 20 years ago. That was kind of a thing. People were like, so-and-so's playing in the – remember it was called the World League of American Football, and people called it the We Laugh League?
Yeah, now it's the Elf.
I
don't know if it's anybody.
There was the Barcelona Dragons.
They're still in it. There's
Frankfurt Monarchs.
Tony, there are 16 teams in this thing.
What?
Right. 16 teams.
That is 8 too many.
How did a
16-team European Football League go completely under the radar?
Right. Thank you. Okay. I don't feel so dumb anymore because I had no clue. I'm reading about this like, Jim Tomsula won. What, he was Coach of the Year. I'm figuring it was going to be the XFL. I don't know. I don't know the coaches. And I was surprised. I mean, there's 16 teams. Most of them are from Germany.
Right, okay.
But there's a Paris team. There's a Milan team. There's Zurich. There's Innsbruck. I'm looking down the list of European League of Football. Norm Chow's a coach over there.
Norm Chow, former USC offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of them are American coaches, but you do have, like, there's a Greek coach of the Cologne Centurions.
If you look up the Rhine Fire and their history of existence going back, Danny Werfel played there.
Did he really? Okay.
Yeah. Danny Werfel, I think, led them to a championship.
Well, did they?
Back in like 2000 or something like that.
Are you sure about that? Because, I mean, it's, you know, it's only about this team now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, only about this team. Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, the Rhine
That's
Fire
crazy.
NFL Europe. But yeah, NFL, you know, European League of Football is going on.
Now, who's okay? I'm now going to ask another question. Who's playing on these teams? Is this American players, or are they getting European?
They're getting
Are they saying players?
Like
European guys, do you want to play American football? Here's a league where you can play American football, even if you're not good. It doesn't matter.
Here you go. Here's the quarterbacks for Rhine Fire, because that's all I'm going to go through. The quarterbacks. You ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Rohat Dagdilan.
All right. Very, very cool.
Jan Luker.
Never heard of him.
And Jadrian Clark.
There you go. So they're basically
Jadrian Clark, and he's an American.
Okay,
he's American. Nationalities next to him.
That's great. So we're over here trying to figure out how The Rock can save money in the XFL. Meanwhile, there's a 16-team European league that's going on, and no one in America cares about it.
And a former NFL head coach just had an undefeated season, and he's coach of the year.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Unbelievable. That is the good, the bad, and the dub. Steve Gardner is coming up next. We'll talk Major League Baseball with him as we get ready for the playoffs next week.